It is time once again for Open Court Player Edition as we sit down for a conversation with one of the Fairfield Stags. I'm Bob Huesler, joined by my broadcast partner of 19 years, the former Fairfield great Hall of Famer, Joe DeSantis. And it's our pleasure to welcome for the first time the Stags freshman forward, Halon Rawlins. He is part of the only program in the country that starts four freshmen. He and Brandon Benjamin and Butter Williams and Declan Wooker-Fennick have been out there along with Braden Sparks starting virtually every game since the middle of December. And Halon, wanted to start off by asking you, is that something that you expected here in your freshman year to be a member of the starting rotation so early on?
Yeah, I expected it because when I first came for like interviews and like going to tour around, he had told me you could start if you play hard, just do your role, play hard. And he had high hopes for me, so I wasn't expecting it.
So this was the message from Chris Casey early on. Yeah. But you didn't start right out of the gate. What were some of the things that he told you? Okay, we need this, this, and this in order to get to that next, in this case, starting level.
I wouldn't say like he really told me like during the season. He just told me in the beginning, so I just kept remembering it. And he was like, "Just play hard." And I just kept playing harder and harder and harder, and that's what made me start. I feel like.
Which starts, of course, in practice.
What were
some of those early practices like as you graduated from the high school level to D1?
It was physical. It was a lot more physical. I wouldn't say as much running, but a lot of physicality. I just gotta play hard.
Who were the guys here on the Fairfield team that were challenged as far as knowing what the physicality is all about?
Cam, Nas. That's the people I really got to guard. But I have to guard a lot of people. And the bigs. The bigs is a lot stronger than in high school.
Yeah.
The bigs are a lot stronger. And, yeah, that's really all. The guards was just speed, but everybody else is just physical.
Yeah. Now, you came right from, and we'll get into your background, but right out of high school, Nazareth in Brooklyn, to the D1 level. That's not the route that many take these days. What led to your decision to not go the prep school route?
Because I don't know. When I was younger, I just wanted to play for my community. I didn't want to go outside of my community. I just wanted like to be like nice in my hood, so like people from my community could just then like follow my path for me. So that's why I stayed at Naz. And Coach Yerv, my coach, he told me just stay loyal, and then you probably go succeed. And I stayed loyal.
Halon, so you come here, you have high expectations, and you should.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You weren't starting, you weren't playing in probably as many minutes as you want. And the minutes you got, did you feel like it was harder to produce coming off the bench, not playing consistent minutes? And now that you're a starter, do you feel like more comfortable, like you can get into the flow better? How has that been as like an adjustment for you?
Yeah, as a starter, I feel like it's a little bit easier because coming off the bench, you have to like, I wouldn't say you come off cold, but you have to like, You gotta just throw yourself in the middle of the game and fit for me. But like when you're starting, you're ready to start off the game. But I just think like if I just play hard, it'll come. Literally.
When did you first start to gain the confidence necessary to be a starter at this level?
I feel like I had the confidence since the beginning of the season. It's times I got my up and downs with mindset because everybody has up and downs in mindset. But I feel like the game probably. The Manhattan game, when we played Manhattan at Dayhouse, I feel like that's a game I probably felt like I could be a starter because I was just guarding everybody playing defense. I got a steal, bucket. We was down by a couple points and we came back. We ended up losing, but we came back. Yeah.
Is it a case where, and I've heard this, Bob and I are both old men, so we've heard this for many years. It's about slowing the game down. In other words, you get out there, you're trying to do too much, things are moving fast.
Yeah.
And then you, with the experience, by the time you played Manhattan, I don't know what game of the year, what number game that was, but it slowed down for you?
Yeah, it definitely slowed down because I wouldn't say the game is fast, but it was just like more like I was speeding it up. It wasn't fast. I was just speeding myself up instead of playing my own game. Because I was trying to match like college pace, but I should have just matched my own pace. So I was speeding up for myself, and now I'm good. Now I feel like I'm getting there. I'm not there yet. I'm not fully there yet, but I'm getting there slowly but surely.
Tell us a little bit about your story. We know you're from Brooklyn, but what neighborhood in Brooklyn? What? When did you first fall in love with basketball? Who were your basketball influences?
I'm from like East Flatbush, Canarsie, Demis, to be specific. It's called Demis, my hood. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. My brother used to play basketball in my front yard, and he just told me how to like play basketball, and he just kept beating me. And then, but when he was beating me, but I was beating everybody in my school, but he just kept beating me because he was older than me. And then after that, in middle school, one of my friends, his dad had seen me play basketball. So he was like, yo, you gotta pick you up for the CYO team. I didn't know what CYO was, but it was like the Catholic League, right? So I was playing in it. But I was playing big man because I was like the tallest. I was playing big man. But I was having fun. Not just basketball, I was just having fun, just hanging out. It was for fun. And then I started probably taking it seriously like sixth grade. And sixth grade, I went to a basketball school in Brooklyn. And from there, it just took off.
Tell us more about that basketball school in Brooklyn. What did you learn there and who was involved?
Oh, the basketball school in Brooklyn, when I was in middle school, it was a basketball school. But it was just straight for basketball, literally. It was just, like, I was in there for sixth grade. And then the next year, it had got shut down. So I had to transfer to another middle school. And the middle school I transferred to, we had to play OSL, you know. We had played Ian Jackson School in middle school because he was top ranked in middle school, and we played like Elijah Moore School. But it was a good middle school league, and I ended up going to Nazareth. I probably would have went to a different school, but I ended up going to Nazareth.
And why Nazareth?
I was gonna go the public school route, but I was like, I seen a lot of people like from Catholic school making it far. So, like, Julie, like, the Champagny twins, they made it far from, yeah.
Sure.
They went to Lachlan, and they made it to the league. And Cole Anthony, I seen him make it to the league, too. So I was like, I'm just going to go to Catholic school route. Yeah.
You mentioned some good players there. Mm-hmm. Your own school, Mike Dunleavy Sr., yeah. You've heard of him?
Yeah, I heard of
him. Joe, is he the best to come out of Nazareth? You're a Catholic school
in
New York
question.
City guy. You know, I think Stuart Granger also went to Nazareth.
Oh, he did?
I believe he did, yeah. But anyway, there's a nice legacy there.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And your head coach in Nazareth was a really good college basketball player, Gary Irvin. Tell us about him.
He's a great coach. He's the one that told me to when a coach is talking to you, you don't talk back. You're supposed to listen to him. Just be coachable. He's the one that told me to be coachable because in college he said he wasn't the most coachable, but he ended up learning that. He said in Arkansas, I think he played with Pat Bev. Mm-hmm. I think Pat Bev had got kicked off the team.
Boy, that's a real shock.
I think Pat Bev got kicked off the team in Arkansas, but he told me everything he learned in college and told me to do it.
How much? Did he need to teach you? Were you somebody when you were a freshman at Nazareth that kind of needed to learn the way it works?
Yeah, he told me a lot. When I was a freshman at Nazareth, I wasn't playing a lot, and I was crying. I didn't really want to play basketball. I wanted to transfer. I kept telling him, I'm going to transfer. I don't want to play here no more. Mm-hmm. And he told me just the grass is not green on the other side, so just keep pushing through. So now, if I'm not when I wasn't playing right now as a freshman. I wasn't mad about it. I just kept pushing through. I was with a positive mentality, and I feel like being positive is going to make you. It's going to make you for me.
Good advice. Now, when did your game begin to blossom at Nazareth? You said you weren't playing much as a freshman. Mm-hmm. Take us through the progression. When did you finally break through?
My freshman year, we was A. Like the low, we was in the lower division. We wasn't playing the top schools. We was playing like, let me think. We were playing like Pharaoh. Teams like that. And then probably in the playoffs, I think they started starting me because there was a bigger team with four of them. They started starting me. And then from that playoffs, my freshman summer, I started playing with Gauchos. That was my first AAU team for real. And then my sophomore year, I started blossoming more. But I wasn't really dribbling. I was just probably catching, shooting, getting rebounds, driving. I wasn't really dribbling. And then My junior year, that's when we went up to double A to like the play Christ the King teams like that, mm-hmm. And then that's when I feel like I was in the gym a little more because we had to prove my team was a little better, and then that's when I feel like my junior year probably.
So did you stay with the Gauchos your high school career, and did you travel?
I stayed with the Gauchos, but not through my whole high school career. I ended up leaving because my coach had he had ended up going to a different team. He had ended up, like, working with New Heights. So I was like, so he told me to come to New Heights with him. And then, because you know how you could be a high school coach but still be an AAU coach, like, in the summertime. So my coach was an AAU coach, but he was working with New Heights. But he was working with the younger team, like Deron Ripley with him. And I was with the older team with, like, Malik Thomas. Yeah, I was with them, yeah.
Well, aren't they out of the Bronx?
Nah, New Heights is from Brooklyn. Gauchos from the Bronx, yeah. Gauchos, yeah. Okay. I ended up leaving the Bronx. Gauchos is from the Bronx. That was the travel.
No, I know Gauchos in the Yankee Stadium. The reason why I ask, I think New Heights used to, maybe it was after you.
Yeah,
or
probably before.
Maybe
man.
Before
yeah.
even. They used to
Harlem. Oh, yeah.
Play out of my high school, which closed, Talented High School.
Oh.
I know they had an office up there. But the New Heights turned into be a great AAU program.
Yeah, it is a great program.
You physically, you're 6'6" yeah. right now, right? Mm-hmm. Did you have a growth spurt any time in high school? Let me back up. Were you kind of like they called me, a wing,
yeah.
a three,
middle, yeah.
and probably a 3-and-D guy if that 3-point shot.
Yeah,
you were a good 3-point shooter in high school.
I don't know. It's getting back slowly.
Yeah.
No, we noticed that on your bro. I think that has to do with playing time.
Yeah.
And also getting into the rhythm mm-hmm. of the fact that you're averaging 16 minutes per game, but since you've started, I don't have the numbers, it's probably 20 plus.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
but physically, what skills did you have to develop? I mean, because if you're tall, obviously, that carries a lot of, and physically gifted, that carries you through a lot of your younger years. Mm-hmm. But now you're 6'6", and you still think there's more room in terms of growing physically? And I know you're putting on the weight.
Whew. I'm ready to tell this to my family, so I don't know if I'm growing, but I think I might grow a little more because I'm not at my max potential physicality wise. I don't think my body is at my max potential. Mm-hmm. So I feel like for me, work out a little more, you probably might grow a little. But I feel like, I don't know, when I got to college, I lost my shot just a little, because in high school, my shot was there. But that's probably just the college 3-point line a little. But I feel like once I stay in the weight room and right after the weight room, getting more shots up, it's going to get that back there comfortably.
Yeah, you were a 41% shooter in your senior year.
Yeah.
At high school, so you're confident that can your number right now is not anywhere near 41%, but
mm-hmm.
you're confident that A, it's going to happen, and B, you're going to be looking for that shot more.
Yeah,
correct?
for sure.
What else do you work on as far as your individual game is concerned?
I work on my handles, because I feel like besides my shot and my handles, everything else is already there. Because from a young age, I had to do stuff like that. Like, my rebound was already there. Because I was playing, like, big man when I was younger. So my rebounds was already there. My defense was already there. Because you got to, for me, if you're in Brooklyn Parks, you got to play defense. Because if you don't play defense, you're going to get embarrassed. They're not even going to pick you up. So, yeah, I feel like I just my handles and my shot. That's what I got to work on the most.
You take more pride in your defense or your offense?
Oh, defense, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Which I'm sure is music to Chris Casey's.
For sure.
What was your first contact with Fairfield?
Probably like my senior year before the season started. I think Baker came to one of my open runs. Coach Baker came to one of my open runs, and he was like, how he liked me. I don't know if he said he was surprised with my handles because he didn't know I could dribble. And then he thought like I think he thought I was like just a straight like 4-man. But he was like, I'm surprised you could dribble. And then he kept coming to my workout. He kept saying my handles getting better. And then Casey had came to my like St. Francis game, I think, my playoff game. And we played Malloy. And I was playing good. And that's when I spoke to him the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to jump the gun. You mentioned St. Francis. We just we signed a kid for St. Francis for next year.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you know how to say his name? You don't. Okay. All right. How good is he?
He's good. Big O. He's good. He O.
Big O. I like it. Oscar Robertson. You know Oscar Robertson?
Yeah, Oscar Robertson. I know Oscar Robertson.
He's my all-time favorite player growing
up. Oh, where? Yeah, from Milwaukee? Milwaukee Bucks, right?
Well, he started with the Cincinnati Royals.
Oh.
And then he got traded to the Bucks and played with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Mm.
And they won a championship. But
yeah.
He's good, though?
Yeah, Big O. He's good. I played him a lot. I played him a lot in the league. I don't think I got a winning record on him in the league because he always had a good team. That's the team I always wanted to beat, though. I always wanted to beat them.
Bobby knows his name?
I won't even attempt.
I'm going to because you're the smartest one in this room. Osimana Sacco or something like that?
The Big O.
Yeah, Big O.
Big O. I think we've already got it. You have any nicknames?
I got locker room, like, I got names in locker room. Like, people, my teammates call me, like, they call me Hey Lizzie, like, stuff like that. Nothing crazy.
I like it, yeah. Well, we'll get to that in a moment because we've had a number of guests this year that we asked the same question and the same answer comes up, you. But we'll get back to that in a second. Yeah. The Iona game, I'm looking at your numbers from the Iona game. 25 minutes, 9 points, 7 rebounds. Yeah. You made a couple of three-pointers in that game. We were talking about that. You made the clutch free throw in that game with 3 seconds to go. I think you would agree that was probably your best game as a Stag. But I want to get to that free throw because that was the first moment you've had this year where the pressure was really on and you handled it. What were the keys to being able to handle that moment?
When I was in high school, I had pressure on me every game. So I just feel like me having pressure on that game was just like the same as high school. But now I'm grateful that the pressure's not on me every game, that I have teammates like Brandon Sparks to take the pressure off of me. So I could just help him. I could also help him by showing my potential. But yeah, that was like a regular free throw. And I missed the second one on purpose because I don't think Casey knows, but I feel like I missed it on purpose.
Well, we're gonna ask him about that. We haven't spoken to him yet.
Well, I gotta cut you off. So as that guy from Iona lofted a 40-footer, what were you doing?
I didn't want to foul him. I wanted to like block him. I wanted to guard him heavy, but I didn't want to foul him. That's the worst. Because if I fouled him, it went over.
So you make the first free throw, and the timeout is called, and then you guys huddled up. You were told miss the second.
I was told by one of my teammates. I'm not gonna say his name. No. I'm not gonna say his name.
You may have to cut this out.
I told one of my teammates, he's like, "Yo, if we miss, it's gonna be a hard shot. It's gonna be a hard shot.
Yeah.
If I made it, they would have had they probably would have had an inbound. Take their time, set up.
Bad strategy.
It's not a bad strategy, but it's 50-50. It's 50-50. But I just want, as long as we got the win, that's all that matters.
It's all that matters. And you know, you can think these things through and drive yourself crazy.
Yeah, you could think too much.
We have seen every single scenario over how many years, Joe? Yeah. 50, 60 years. And you say, all right, you do this, and that'll happen. Yeah. And then it doesn't, you know. So the fact that you did miss the second one worked out. They missed the shot. The important shot was the first one.
Yeah, it definitely was.
And you made that. I asked you about confidence boosting moments.
Yeah.
You must, you know, felt pretty good after that game. Good. And maybe the confidence even goes to another level on a team that features so many talented freshmen. How do you find yourself fitting in with that dynamic of all these other really good freshmen?
I find it like, we just play so, like, unselfish because we just want to, like, I don't know. I just feel like as freshmen, we just feel like we should be playing for each other instead of just playing for ourselves because we feel like we got more years. Unlike other seniors might think, or other teams, they might think, this is my last year. I'm going to just take every shot. As freshmen, I feel like we got more years, so we just go play together and try to get this win.
That's great attitude. Yeah. A lot of Fairfield fans hope that this group sticks together for years to come.
Thanks.
I already asked you about your first contact with Fairfield, Coach Breka, and of course, Coach Casey closes the deal. But who else was interested in you? One of the programs?
Iona was one of the programs interested. St. Hall. I'm trying to think. Fordham for sure. Yeah, and that's really all I was really thinking about.
Who was the runner-up? Who was the second place at school to Fairfield?
probably Iona. Okay. Yeah, probably Iona.
We're very happy that that you came to Fairfield and B, that you had a big hand in beating Iona.
Yeah, for sure. Me too.
Did you know the history involved with that win?
I know we haven't won since 2007. I know that at their place we haven't won since 2007.
What year were you born?
2006.
There you go. So you were 1 year old last time.
I was 1 year.
That Fairfield beat Iona in New Rochelle. You mentioned your brother, who always used to kick your butt.
Yeah.
What did your brother end up playing?
My brother, I wouldn't say he was smarter than me, but he took school more serious than me. I was just more like basketball.
Right.
I wasn't really about school. He was about school. And he... he ended up going to a prep school in Lawrenceville. He went to Lawrenceville. I don't know where that, I don't think I know where. Where's
Jersey.
It? Jersey. He went
That's
to Lawrenceville.
Where Ryder is.
Yeah, oh, he went to Lawrenceville. So I'm like, I think the only person I know about, the only thing I know about Lawrenceville, I think Joakim Noah went there, I think.
But yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, Joakim Noah went there. So he went to Lawrenceville, and then he just ended up like falling out of love with basketball. Mm. And then he started playing football. And then he ended up going to Columbia. Yeah, he ended up going to Columbia for football. And he graduated from Columbia.
Didn't Columbia show some interest in you?
Yeah, Columbia showed a little, but Columbia, that's a, I told you I wasn't about books. That's like a that's like Ivy League. I wasn't about school for real.
I went to Columbia.
Oh, you went to Columbia?
In the front door and out the back. They actually recruited me too. This was back in 75. Tom Penders was the coach, but school wasn't my favorite thing.
You got to know your superpowers. Who were the players who pushed you the hardest in practice?
I feel like the whole team. I feel like I don't want to say it's the players. I say the coaches push us harder than the players. I'm not gonna lie. The coaches want us to compete more than the players. But players, if I got to choose player wise, I don't know. Probably Cam, cause he be killing in practice. I'm not gonna lie. Cam,
really?
Yeah,
okay.
He be killing. Yeah. Cam, Deuce for sure. Braden. I feel like it's older players. Nas, Eric. Or I feel like it's everybody. Everybody.
You said Braden, he mentioned, but some of these other freshmen that are on the floor with you have been revelations. I mean, Butter Williams has taken over as the point.
Yeah.
Are you even amazed at somebody on the floor with them at the same time at the kinds of things that Declan and Brandon can do?
It's a problem. I'm I'm grateful because when I was in high school, I didn't hire players like those for me to take pressure off of me. So I'm actually grateful for them.
When you first met Butter, like, did you say, what's your name? Like, Butter? do you make fun of that or no?
No, I didn't make fun of it because where I'm in Brooklyn, there's a lot of crazy nicknames. So there's a lot of crazy nicknames. I was surprised.
Well, as you've been chatting with us, you've been smiling and laughing very naturally. And that gets me back to what I was hinting at before. All of our previous guests, we go down and ask them some offbeat questions. Who's the funniest player on the team?
Yeah.
They say you. So, do you claim that title, the funniest player, the loosest guy on the Stags?
I wouldn't want to claim the title, but there's times, like, for me, there's times I got to, for me, control it. It's how I got to control it. That's what Casey tells me a lot. I got to control it. It's how it's going to be funny, it's how to control it. But yeah, I wouldn't want to claim the title. It's what they say for me.
Yeah. Who do you consider the loosest guy?
The loosest.
Loosest and funniest.
The funniest. Okay, I don't know. It's a couple. Nas is funny. Nas is for sure funny.
Mm-hmm.
Eric is funny while trying. Cam. Eric is funny while trying. Cam. I feel like we all just funny. We all characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, all characters.
Good group, isn't
it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys really seem to do to get along very very well.
Yeah, we like each other.
That's not always a game.
Yeah, it's not.
7 games left in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
What do the Stags need to do to take it to the next level and be an impact team in the MAC tournament?
Specifically, what we need to do is we need to play defense. Cause I feel like our offense is there. Our offense is there sometimes. When they get a 2-3, it's a little off. But we got to work on the 2-3s for sure, the zone plays. And we just got to play defense because I feel like they're scoring too much. We shouldn't be letting them score that much. Our defense, we got to stop people from going to the middle. And we just got to play defense, physical.
Yeah.
Without fouling.
That was a problem in the Quinnipiac game.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll bet you're looking forward to getting them again.
Yep, for sure. What
about you individually? Where do you see your game going from here? Because, you know, the old worn-out saying, freshmen become sophomores at this time of year. For you to become the virtual sophomore in terms of basketball skills, what do you think you really need to bear down with and improve upon over the last few games here?
I feel like I just got to keep playing my game, but I feel like I got to make more of my shots, probably be more aggressive. Because if I make more of my shots, it's gonna take the pressure of Butter. It's going to take the pressure of Braden, all the other scorers. It's going to make – so I feel like – And I just got to be more physical on defense without fouling. Because I feel like when I get in foul trouble, right, it's hard. It's harder, like, for me to play defense as a team if I get in foul trouble.
So, Bob, we've been working 19 years together, and I know you as good as anybody. you're not a cliche guy. And that cliche is the worst cliche that anybody – when people say that on the broadcast, I despise it. Yeah. So you become a freshman to a sophomore. But guess what? The sophomores and juniors and seniors you play against also get older. Yeah. So there's still a gap.
Yeah.
So I hate when people say that.
And that's Joe's editorial opinion. We get one or two of those per podcast. Which leads me to that moment of the podcast where we asked Joe if he has any final
questions. Yeah, well, being a Bronx guy, New York City guy, I wrote down some names five names that came to my head during this interview of five famous people.
Okay.
From Brooklyn.
Here we go. You're going to put you on the spot.
So I'm just curious. Lloyd, better known as World Be Free. Did you ever hear of him?
No.
No. Okay. Notorious B.I.G.
Okay, yes, yes.
You heard of him.
Yes, of course.
All right. Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Oh.
Comedian.
Yeah. Yep. Bernard King.
Ooh, I heard of him. Because I know that I needed a block for him. I think they did a block. Yeah, I think they got a block for him.
But he's a Fort Hamilton guy.
I don't know. I don't think I know him. He has a lot of hair.
No? Okay, here's Bernard King.
Okay, I don't know.
Hall of Famer, one of the great players, the 50 greatest players in NBA history. So when I played for Riverside for 2 years, the only loss I had in the 2 years, Bob's heard this a million. The people that know me are tired of hearing. They're like rolling their eyes now. The only loss we had in 2 years was to Brooklyn, USA. In citywide finals, and they had Bernard King. It was at St. John's Rec.
Really?
All right. The most famous Brooklyn guy that I could come up with, Glenn Bryka. You know him pretty well,
course,
don't you?
Of course, yeah. Yep, yep.
All right, that's all I got.
Yeah, representing Brooklyn. And you are representing Brooklyn quite well, too, Halon. And we want to thank you for the time you spent with
us
today.
Thank you.
Good luck going down the home stretch here
down
in Atlantic City when you get going in the MAC tournament.
Yeah, we go win it. We go win it for sure.
I like it. I like it. He's on the record. Save this tape. That'll do it for this edition of Open Court Player Edition. We'll bring you another one later this month as the Stags get closer to the start of the MAC tournament, which Halon just told you they're going to win.
Thanks.
And so for the Hall of Famer Joe DeSantis and Drew Kingsley manning the dials here today, I'm Bob Huesler saying so long and thanks for listening to Open Court.